This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. There are multiple crashes that have shut down I-70. Starting from east to west, a crash has shut down I-70 westbound through the Eisenhower Tunnel near exit 216. Another crash has closed I-70 in both directions in Glenwood Canyon. A semi-truck crash occurred between mile marker 133 in Dotsero and 116 in Glenwood Springs. CDOT says that closure could go late into the night. And a third crash near mile marker 94 and Garfield Regional Airport has also shut down I-70 westbound. This cold winter means more Coloradans are experiencing frostbite. That was before the current frigid temperatures hit. UC Health's Burn and Frostbite Center says it's already had 34 hospital admissions so far this year. That's more than all of last winter. Frostbite can set in within 30 minutes if the temperature is 5 degrees, and even faster with lower temperatures. Experts say to avoid walking on frostbitten feet and to seek medical attention if the skin appears bluish or blisters form when the skin warms. A former Clear Creek County sergeant is asking a judge to dismiss the criminal case against him for the death of Christian Glass. Kyle Gould says he was not on scene that night and was giving advice remotely. Glass's father, Simon, says the officers are ducking responsibility.
We saw today that trying to get a duck responsibility for it and say, no, it wasn't me, I wasn't involved from both of them. Which is hard for us to take.